bless you, Lord bless you. So we're back again to talk about the soul this time around. So we are done with the spirit. And if you watch the previous video, you find that we actually did a lot of digestion on the spirit. So now we're going to be talking about the soul, which I believe is very, very important to talk about. So because if you don't get the message of the soul, you're going to miss a lot of things. Now, why is it that you were addicted before? Now, pay attention to this. I'm going to clean this, so please bear with me. Please, some of the illustration I use here just to make you understand what I'm trying to say. And I just hope this is a blessing to you. And as you watch this, remember to share with your friends and family, because you need to also be a blessing to everyone around. So now, let's pay attention to this. Remember, the topic is spirit, soul, and body. Now, this is our topic. Our topic is the spirit, soul, and body. And we are done with the spirit for now. So we are on the soul. So now, what is soul? When you talk about soul, you talk about will. This is choice. Talk about choice, will choice. Talk about emotions. You talk about feelings. Yeah, of course, yeah, feelings has to go. About feelings, addictions. Blah, 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 blah. So, you talk about the will. So, whatever thing negative you think about, or whatever positive thing goes to your soul. And in this soul, we have what they call the conscious and the subconscious mind. Because in this soul, you have what they call the mind. I'm not going to be talking about the mind today, but okay, I'm going to do justice to it too. So, we have the soul. In this soul, we have the mind. And the mind is what controls all of this. The mind controls the will, the emotion, the feeling, the addiction, but the mind is in the soul. Praise the Lord Jesus. The mind is in the soul. So pay attention to this now. This is the mind. Now, what does the mind do? Now, the mind is like a cup. Now, when we mention mind, we're talking about the soul. So now, this is like a cup. I don't know if the camera is. Camera getting up to here? Is it getting up to here too? So this is my limit. Is there a limit? Based on the means? Here? Up?
Yes.
Okay, here is my limits for the camera. Sorry about that, guys. Just, I need to know my limits so that I don't start showing things where you don't get it. So now we'll talk about, now this is like a cup. Now, this is the mind. Let's call it M. Mr. M. Let's call it M, the mind. Now, we have two different minds. Sorry, we have one mind, but I'm going to use two different minds here, for example. So, this is also the mind. Now, let's say this is the mind of an unbeliever. But let's say this is the mind of a believer. So, the B here means believer, the M means mind. So, now, if you, the reason why you can be a Christian, born again Christian, and you're still battling with emotion, you're battling with masturbation, addiction to one thing or the other, whereas you're born again Christian, it's not just because you've not gone for deliverance. You might have gone for deliverance, which is best. You go for deliverance before any other thing. Now, when you go for deliverance, you go for deliverance, it has been delivered from you, but you're still having this addiction. Now, this is the next step to do. The most important thing is that, see, how your mind got corrupt is because of this. Now, before we say this, let's read the book of Romans. Let's read the book of Romans 12, verse 2. So, bear with me. Let's go to the book of... Romans 12, verse 2. Now, the Bible says, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but don't copy the behavior. God is speaking to you as a believer, as a born-again Christian. Don't copy the behavior because your spirit is from heaven. So you can't copy the behavior of these people on earth. It will not work. Your spirit man is programmed from heaven. It is designed by God from heaven. So copying the behavior of this earth is corrupting the spirit. And it won't work. It won't align. Your mind will end up being confused. So the Bible said, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Into a new person by changing the way you think. Now, when you talk about thinking, you talk about the mind. And when you talk about the mind, you talk about the soul. Are you following me? He said, let God... He said, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So if you always, and now thinking has to do with the mind. So if you are always watching pornography, drinking, watching pornography, watching movies, taking alcohol, clubbing, partying, everything that is nasty, just keep thinking about it. As you're doing this, you are polluting your mind. And your mind can only contain what you allow it to contain. So if your mind keeps feeding on this, on these negative things, then your body will reflect the bad things. Whatever goes to your mind is what your body reflects. That's why the Bible says that out of the bottom of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, when the Bible is talking about this particular one, it's not talking about the spirit, it's talking about the soul, because the soul and the spirit are like interchangeable. That's why the Bible said that his word are like two-edged sword, they can pierce through the soul and the spirit. They can pierce through the soul and the spirit, they can break through. That means whatever they can pierce through between, that's how interchangeable it is. It is so, the soul and the spirit, see, the reason why you dream and you wake up remembering your dream is because of your soul. If your soul is not present, you can't remember, because in this soul there is memory. Remember, the mind is there. So without a soul, you can't remember. You can just have it. The spirit, your spirit man allows you access to the realm of the spirit because you're a spirit. My physical body allows me access the realms of the physical world. If I don't have this body, I can't operate in this physical world. So my spirit man, when I sleep, my spirit comes out and goes into, he stays inside of me, but he goes out into the spirit world. Because of the spirit, is allowed the gates. Is allowed to go through the gates of the spirit world. But now my spirit cannot remember what is happening there. But so the soul remembers. That's why the soul is what feels pain. When you see someone slap you in the dream, someone can slap you in the dream, you wake up in physical. Because it's controlled by the soul. That's why the Bible says that what shall it profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul, not his spirit, his soul. Because the soul is what feels the pain. This is what is gonna go to hell. The soul is gonna go to hell. Be burned and punished. You will feel every pain of it. If you don't have a soul, that means you don't have a mind. That is why you don't feel better. That's why some people can just stand and you'll be flogging them in school then. They program their mind not to think about what is happening to the body. They separate this thing from the body and then they don't feel pain. But in physical, there is mark for the body. The body feels the marks, but they don't feel the pain because they separate, they know how to separate their mind from this. So when you're punching someone, he's taking the punch. He's enduring it. The pain is coming, but he's absorbing it by casting his mind away from it. That's another teaching for the day. So I'm not going to do all the justice today. I'm not going to be talking about the body today, but I'm going to be talking on the soul today. But and then I'm going to talk more about the body. But this is the two most important things you need to learn. So now, the more you watch all those nasty things, it controls. The more you watch all those nasty things, it controls your mind. It controls your mind. So the addiction is not in your spirit, but in your soul because of what you've been watching. So now, imagine someone that has been watching pornography for 20 years of his life. You don't expect to wake up one morning and the addiction leaves you. No. But the one thing about the Spirit of God is that when you keep reading, now the Bible says when you keep renewing, when you keep reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, now the Spirit of God, follow me on this. Follow me, you need to follow me. Are you following me? I know you're following me, that's awesome. Now, when you keep reading, what happens that your spirit, when we talk about alignment, you say, God, I align my spirit. Now your soul is there. And because your soul controls the body is there. So for your spirit, if the spirit is born again Christian, it's a born again, and the soul is not born again, and the body is not yet born again, it cannot be aligned. There's an open here. So it's not gonna be, you're not gonna be getting the connection. So you need to align the spirit. So when you start reading, when you're watching pornography and everything, your spirit is removing from the alignment of God. So the moment you start reading the Bible, because you already have a spirit that understands the Bible, because you also have the Holy Ghost here, you have the spirit that interprets and understands the Bible, and you have the spirit that comes from God, what happens is that your soul begins to move here. And once the soul moves here, an opening comes in. And whatever when you're reading the Bible, remember when you read the Bible, the body's reading it. When you're reading the Bible, it's your body that takes the Bible and opens your eyes. Your eyes is the body, not the soul. And as although the Bible says that our eyes is the soul, is the entrance to the soul. That is it. But the eyes is the body, it's the physical body. But because of whatever the eye sees, it goes to the soul. And whatever the soul sees pollutes the spirit. So the moment you start reading, the body starts reading, the body brings books and is reading the Bible, the entrance of the word, given life, comes into your soul. Now the body becomes there, the body comes in. Because the body is reading the Bible. So reading the Bible, an opening is made. And now from here, there's what they call alignment. Now, when this alignment comes, you begin to you begin to operate in a dimension as the spirit man. Then addictions start ending. The more you read the word of God, the more you read the things of God, addictions start ending. You stop smoking because the spirit man begins to calibrate the soul. You begin to tell the soul, yes, the addiction was not just your body, the addiction was through your mind. So when you begin to read the Bible, watch men of God's sermons, listen to this teaching as you're watching this teaching, share this video, be proud of it as you're absorbing them, your spirit is being aligned. Your body is forced to read. Your body wants to sleep, you say no, you must read. As the body is reading, the soul is always awake. So as the body is up reading, the soul begins to absorb. Then there's what they call prophet, and the soul begins to absorb, it comes to the spirit, and the spirit says, I know these verses, I know these things. Then the spirit begins to release wisdom through his body. And you start finding the issue on how to battle addiction. So the reason why you're still addicted is that you've not studied enough. When you study enough, you align your spirit with the Holy Ghost. And there is more. So if you have questions, you can ask questions. I believe I did a lot of justice to this. I don't know if I did it to the best of your understanding, but I believe the Holy Ghost helped me in doing everything here. I don't really know how to do this, but this is awesome. I'm happy I did this. So, did I say I did it? It's the Holy Ghost that did it. See what I did? So that is how it works. It's the Holy Ghost that did it. I only provided myself as a vessel. Then this, I aligned my spirit with my mind by forcing my body to do this. And let me tell you one thing. Let me share this. You might not see this behind the camera, but this video, we did the first one, we lose the video. We did the second one, we lost the video. This is the third one. Please, Neko, I need you to come to this video. Please come. I want a witness. I believe I'm right when I say that we did this video separately. And this is the third one we're doing, right?
Yeah.
So this is the third one we're doing. Thank you very much. She's my new cinematographer. She's learning how the video works. She's also a believer of Christ. So we think this is the third time we're doing this video. Okay, we did the first one over 30 something minutes wasted. The second one over 30 something minutes wasted. And now we're doing the third one. This is not going to go to waste. The devil was trying to force us to give up on it. But I said I was not going to give up on this. And I'm glad we did it. And even if it cuts now and not record, we'll still go back and do it anyway. God bless you. So this is Prophet Chukwuma Kaimano. I believe this has been a blessing to you. And if this has been a blessing to you, please share this video. Share this video. And you can leave your comment down below that we may know whatever challenge you're facing in life, you can call us, go to our website, COMinistryNG.com, and leave a message for us and we'll get back to you and know what else we need to thirst. God bless you. Stay blessed. Amen.